The great flood. Many, many years had passed since God made his world. There were a few good people like Abel and Enoch, but the wicked people got worse and worse, and many good people began to act like the bad people. By this time, nearly everyone was very evil. They did not love God. They did not obey God. They didn't even teach their children about the Lord God. They did more and more evil things. The people spoke crossly, fought, and killed one another. Satan wants everyone to do wrong. He wants us to be mean and unkind. However, the Lord knew there was one good man on the earth. His name was Noah. Noah loved God and did right, even though everyone else around him was evil and mean. Noah taught his three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, about God also. The Lord wanted to save Noah, so he told Noah to build a large ship called an ark. God was planning to destroy the earth with a great flood. Noah was told what kind of wood to use and what size to make the ark. He was told to make a large door, a window, and three decks in the ship. It would have rooms inside for people, animals, and food. Noah and his three sons worked and worked on the ark for many, many years. They had to cut many trees and make their own lumber. During these years, Noah preached to the people. He tried to warn them that God was going to destroy all the earth with a great flood. The people would not listen. Not one would believe his preaching. They must have laughed at Noah and made fun of him. But Noah was preaching the truth. You see, God still loved the evil people and wanted them to be saved. It took such a long time for four men to build the large ship. But the evil people did not want to believe. They did not want to stop sinning. At last the ark was finished. God told Noah to go into the ark and to take his wife, his three sons, and their wives. He told them to take seven pairs of the clean animals and fowls they would use for food, and one pair of all other animals, birds and creeping things, into the ark. They went in two by two, male and female of all flesh. Noah did exactly as he was told. When they were all inside, God shut the door. Soon it began to rain. It rained for days and days and days. The Bible says it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. People tried to climb on the mountaintops to be safe, but even the highest hills were soon covered by water. Everyone and everything was drowned. The people who were too wicked to live were gone. The ark kept Noah and his family safe. The ark rose higher and higher as the water got deeper and deeper. God watched and took care of this one good family. After 40 days and nights, God caused the rain to stop. For months, water was still all around. God sent wind to help dry the waters. Very slowly, the water went down, down, down. Finally, the ark stopped floating and rested on top of the Ararat Mountains. The flood was over.